feel when to play it, Ernie, okay? You're going to feel when to do it, okay? God damn, dude. I'm just so goddamn lucky, boys. Every once in a while, the world, the planets align, dude, and I get to do something special for you guys. I have not one but two of my favorite people in the world, dude, that I get to podcast with. One of them you hear every week with me, dude. Of course. It's the man. Ernie, this is where you start playing the music. Ernie, you start playing this. What's up, Tom?
Okay, yeah, dude,
you guys know who the fuck I'm talking about, dude. We're talking about the bad motherfucker, dude, the secret lover, dude. We're talking about Mexico's first son, dude. Everyone give it up for fucking Ernesto, dude. Get out your fucking seats. Ernie, get into the show. They never felt energy like this from this show before, I'm telling you what, dude. Tell you what, dude, they never in their goddamn lives. All right, bring it down, prep it down, dude, because right now what I'm about to bring you guys is something on an entirely different fucking level, dude. Start playing it, Ernie. Start playing his song a little bit, dude. Stop wanting it running in the background, man. Yeah, we're doing music with intros now, boys. Is this what you chose? Is this what he chose?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? It's just, get to the music part, man. It's just a music video part right now. What the hell? Ruining my momentum. Okay. This is more like it.
Here we go.
Okay. What I'm about to bring you guys, something you never heard. This man's making his fucking podcasting debut right now, dude. Let me just tell you, this isn't an average human being, dude. The blood that runs through my veins, the very same blood that runs through my veins runs through his. Let me tell you about that, dude. Let me just say, I've never had a little brother. It's the closest thing that God gifted me to having a little brother, dude. I need you guys, if you're driving in your car, to swerve off the fucking road right now because you're so goddamn excited, dude. You can't contain yourselves any longer because without further ado, here's my little cousin, Mile Bill, dude. Bring him in, dude. Bring him in, Ernie. I'm bringing him in.
I got him.
Dude, let's just jam the doll for a second. R.I.P. Turn him up a little bit, Ernie.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. You got assassinated, Ernie. With them wrecks, with them wrecks, yeah, with them big old wrecks. Shout out to my sick. All right, it's glitching out on my end pretty hard. I don't know why. It just broke. Glitching out pretty hard. All right, cut it, man. Guys, welcome to Space Blood, dude. How's everyone? Ernie, how are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great as always.
Did you expect to have a third with us tonight, dude?
No, not tonight. I knew it was going to come at some point, but...
You knew it was coming at some point, dude.
I knew it was coming at some point. It was a surprise. It was a surprise. A good surprise.
Am I too excited, dude? I feel like I'm so fucking excited, dude. I never...
You're glowing.
I'm glowing, dude. I am. I'm just a pregnant little bitch right now, dude. I'm glowing, dude. I'm feeling wonderful, dude. Mile Bill, how are you doing today, buddy? I know you cut a lot of yards, and you're blessing us with your presence even being here, dude, so I'm very grateful for that. How are you doing, buddy?
No, I'm good, man. I'm more warm.
You're warm?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I like that. He feels warm inside, bro. Come on. Oh,
sorry, I'm glitching out I don't know if you guys are glitching, but every other word I'm losing right now. I don't know what's going on. It's just on my end.
No, I'm good, okay, man.
Well, all right, dude. Well, yeah, dude, guys. I feel like I'm justfully, it's justified that I'm this excited, dude, because people say you're lucky if you can have one good friend, dude. I got two of my closest compadres right here, dude, and that wasn't even a play on Ernie being Mexican. I just genuinely said compadres, because I'm feeling just so goddamn joyful, dude, and you guys never get this. This is a shock for everyone listening. They're like, who, this depressed guy that has to do drugs to get through life, dude? What a depressing fuck, dude. It's been dark around here lately, and now you guys are getting this beautiful ray of sunshine. That God, I'm just so fucking happy about it, dude. I don't even know, dude. Where do we start? Where do I even start? Where do I start to dig my teeth into this fucking giant fucking meal that is this podcast? Where do I start, guys?
This is just a juicy meal for you. It is.
This is a juicy delight for me, dude. This is me getting a fucking T-bone steak, dude. Is that? I'm such trash that a T-bone's probably not even a good steak. I just assume it is.
Nah, it's not. Like,
it's not. I knew it was.
It's not. It's overhyped, man.
I need Kobe beef, dude. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for some Kobe
filet mignon, man. That's the best steak you can eat.
I think Kobe beef is significantly better than filet mignon. And Ernie, can you bring that up and check it? Can you bring it up and check it? Because I'm pretty positive about this, actually. Kobe beef is significantly more expensive than filet mignon. Do you know what they do to Kobe beef? Do you know what they do to
them? I actually never even heard of it.
Bill, they're baby little cows that they're never allowed to even walk, dude. Their bodies are, they're only force-fed ice cream. That's all they're fed is ice cream. They're massaged by geishas. Women. Japanese women massage their legs. I'm not making this up, dude. I mean, all my information is coming from an episode of Malcolm in the Middle. Okay, it could be completely wrong, but all of this information is coming from Malcolm in the Middle. All of it. Okay, so am I right, Ernie? Am I close, though?
Number one is going to go to ribeye.
Ribeye?
Yeah, number two is porterhouse. Number three is filet mignon.
No, I need beef. I need beef. I need you to look up Kobe beef value, dude. Look up most expensive beef. I'm telling you, it's the most expensive beef. Dude, you guys
most expensive enough. Most expensive, I'm pretty sure, is the tomahawk, isn't it? Tomahawk.
That's a tomahawk steak, dude. That's a style of steak, you dickhead. You guys are uncultured swine.
Oh, so you're talking about like a style of beef.
I was so excited a second ago to be in your presence, and now you guys have proven yourselves to be uncultured swine in only 3 minutes, dude.
Okay. All right, dude. Fucking Willis is always right. Yeah. Number one is the Japanese Kobe beef.
Boom!
Yeah.
Japanese Kobe beef, boys.
Kobe.
Can we look up the process of how it's made? Are they really force-fed ice cream?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're force-fed ice cream and massaged by beautiful Japanese ladies, dude.
Live a life of luxury with special diets, massages, and the utmost care.
What's their diet consist of?
What'd you say, Billy?
What's their diet consist of?
Ice cream.
No way. Why would you feed it ice cream?
Cows.
Wouldn't they feed it ice cream, Billy?
They're pumping that thing full of chemicals, man.
So they're fed Bill's mic up.
I'm turning Bill's mic up to 130. Bill's up.
What?
Bill, give me a mic check.
Mic check. You're a little low.
You're better now. Yeah, you were a little low. That's all, dude. Bill's using AirPods, dude. Bill's using AirPods. But Keegan's a prick and wouldn't bring him the microphone. Keegan has a microphone. He's just a prick, dude. He's just like,
what the fuck, Keegan?
Keegan got fired, dude.
It's not like he's working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Let's rip on Keegan for being fired and lying to him. He'll never listen to the podcast. We can do this. Dude, me and Bill know why he got fired. He just lied to us. He was like, company's getting audited. Motherfucker, total truck, dude. Total work truck. Gonna tell us that he fucking, because company's getting audited and they're like, you gotta go, Keeg. We're getting audited. Fucking.
Get the fuck out of here.
You're getting audited, you wouldn't want to change anything because you would look suspicious, right?
Yeah.
So what's up, Keegan? Don't be lying to us. You lied for yourself. We knew the truth the whole time, you son of a bitch. He's never going to listen. He doesn't. I think he asked me yesterday when we were playing. I think, Bill, you were there. He asked me, where can I find the podcast? The podcast that he was a part of for 69 episodes.
He did ask.
He asked where he could find it. After 69 episodes, does not know where to find the podcast that he was on. It's incredible. It's honestly amazing, dude. Fucking Kobe beef. How are we? What are we talking about here? What are we doing with Kobe?
Yeah, they they feed them special grasses and grains and even beer, and then given daily massages. What else, dude?
Daily massages. They never. I don't think they're allowed to walk because walking makes them tough. The meat tougher. I think they keep these fuckers grounded the whole time.
Could chop their legs off.
No, they don't chop their legs off. Bill, they fucking.
They're amputees.
He's walking to a Kobe beef farm. It's just a bunch of quadriplegic cows. That's what nightmares are made of, dude. Just traumatize a school field trip. Fucking. Oh my god!
Why don't they have legs?
Where the fuck are their legs? For some reason, they glued the hoofs back on, though. They have hoofs where their legs used to be.
Holy shit.
It's fun. Oh, we're having fun, dude. Ernie, is there any other interesting things you could tell us about Kobe beef?
I'm trying to find the ice cream. Let me see, the ice cream diet. But yeah, dude, it's just basically Japanese excelling at another thing.
Yeah, they tend to excel.
Outdoing us for no reason. Of all things, they decided to outdo us.
Well, not for no reason. We kind of fucked them up a little bit, bro. They kind of have a lot of reasons to try to outdo us, dude. We kind of dropped the bombs on them, baby. You know what I'm saying? we kind of hit him with a little Hiroshima and Nagasaki real quick, buddy. Like there, we made a movie about it recently, Oppenheimer, that's just like killing it. Imagine how pissed you'd be if you're Japanese being like, they just made a movie about it. Let it go, dude. Fucking let
it go.
You think
they'd be sick?
No, but I mean, I don't feel bad for them fuckers at all, though, because they started it.
How do you think the Asian guys feel? You first, sorry.
I can get back to it.
I was going to say, how do you think the Asian men feel constantly getting cast for these movies where they have to play as just fucking Japanese guys dying in Hiroshima?
It's got to be tough. But also, work is work. Okay, I'm going to say work is work. Let me just say, though, dude. If anyone, I think that's why there is a connection. You can look it up. Jews and Asians date a lot, if you guys don't know this. Jews and Asians, they get along together a lot. I think it might be because Jews are so thankful to the Asians for committing Pearl Harbor and saving them from Hitler's reign. If they never did Pearl, we were just sitting by idly letting Hitler do his thing. The U.S., the only people that could stop him, we were sitting back and being like, he's not bothering us. Let him do his thing. We were fully aware of what he was doing. We were letting him do his thing, even probably doing some business with him. You know, I'm sure there was even, we were on good terms. And then Japan, dude. Japan had to get all cocky and try to hit us with a little bit of Pearl Harbor. That 9/11, as far as I know, are the two mainland attacks that have ever gotten through. Mm-hmm. You know, like on U.S. And I mean, it's not U.S. mainland. It's Hawaii, you know, but it's U.S. rather, you know. It's
territory.
Hawaii. That's like what I think when like North Korea is like, we can blow it. We can hit the U.S. with them. I'm like, are they talking about Hawaii? It's like, okay. Like, what are you talking about? Like, you're not really hitting the U.S. of it, because like Hawaii's pretty close to them, aren't they? Like all those Asian countries.
Yeah, yeah. It should have been their land, probably. I mean, all the people that live there look Asian. Hawaiians look Asian.
Well, they're Polynesians, dude.
They're a Pacific Islander.
They love meth over there, dude. They fucking love it, dude.
How do you know that?
In Hawaii? Because it's the only they can't get drugs imported, they can make meth.
Oh shit.
Yeah, you can make meth. Oh, it's a problem. You never watched Dog the Bounty Hunter?
It's a problem here, too.
No.
It's a problem. Oh, no. Me and Bill know some meth heads, dude. It's a problem. It's a problem in our city, dude. Yeah, it's affected some of the boys, dude.
Some of the boys,
there seems to be a thing where all the boys are gay and smoking meth, apparently. I don't know
what's going on. They're all gay.
It has been a thing, like, where meth is continually been throughout time attached to the gay community in one way or another. And we have seen it firsthand where, dude, Bill's buddy was just clean. Bill's buddy had a meth head. Bill's buddy, and also my buddy, I'll say, this kid is a recreational meth user, okay? Good kid. Good guy. He has it under control, all right?
That's impressive.
He has it under control. He's a good kid, but he had someone who didn't have it under control. He's a professional. He used to be bad at it. He used to sit out in the bushes and watch cars drive by and shit, dude. And, like, he used to do some weird shit. He got outside and started cutting down trees at 4 a.m. type of shit. Like, it was absurd. Well, I think he built a porch one night at 2 a.m. just because he wanted to. It was some shit like that, dude. He started building a porch. It's crazy, dude. But he had this other kid living with him, and this kid was hoarding hard. The meth guys, they love to hoard, bro. They'll start stocking up. Bill, you seeing it. Bill, what were the items that they found when they started cleaning out this place after they kicked the kid out?
They found a couple rubber doids.
I wouldn't say it was a what are you calling them?
Doids?
What's a doid? What is that?
Rubber doids? No.
Rubber dicks, man.
But what's a doid, though? Did you make that? Do you think that? I think Bill just didn't know what the word dildo is, and he was like, it's close enough.
I didn't make it up.
Doid?
No, I didn't make it up. They found a rubber butt, too.
Tell them about the rubber butt. What was special about it?
It had a dick on it, but it had it cut off.
Yep.
Oh.
And my suspicion of why he did that is that he wanted to cram the dick in his mouth while he was fucking the butt, dude.
Oh shit.
When in reality it could just be that he wasn't gay and he just wanted to try to fuck a normal butt. You know?
the male asses are cheaper.
Yeah. Well, no, he was stealing. Where is he finding all these? Is he rummaging through old porn stores' dumpsters?
Those I don't know. But he just would collect trash.
I just don't understand where he finds them, because, like, okay. Like,
so much garbage, like, dude.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like Panera Bread, all that, like all those places, they throw out their food at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Where mm-hmm. in a sex shop are they just like, oh, these dildos are too old. Let's throw them away. I don't know. Is there like a new model of dildo that comes out that makes them obsolete, and then this kid just gets them by default by going through the dude? That's crazy, dude. You come out thinking it's some raccoons, dude, and it's just a meth head going through grabbing dildos.
Comes out with the dick in his mouth.
It's the same reaction.
Meth pipe in the hand.
Somehow he has 3,000 eyes like raccoons as well, dude. Like he's a bunch of raccoons as soon as you open the dumpster. Just shining eyes back at you. Dude, yeah, no, meth is a wild thing out here, dude. Meth is, I forget how we even got on the meth, but that's okay. We're 15 minutes in, boys. Look how nice this is flowing. I'm just so
you're talking about Hawaii.
Oh yeah, Hawaii. Bill, yes. Didn't you watch Dog the Bounty Hunter with me at all? I think
I love that show.
Dude, RIP Beth, dude. RIP Beth and Young Dolph real quick. All right, let me just get Beth an RIP died? For both of them.
Wait, Beth, you said died, the guy was assassinated, dude. Too?
Damn.
Young Dolph got assassinated, yeah, dude. By a dude in a Mercedes, dude.
I think you got to be a higher level person for it to be called assassinated.
He's pretty good.
Look it up, buddy. It's called assassinated. That's what they
just
made.
Wouldn't it just be called a murder? I feel like only like high-level people.
He has a day to himself in Memphis, dude. He is the mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, dude.
Yeah.
Memphis, Tennessee, dude. Get out of here, dude. He's the king, dude. They love Young Dolph. And yes, Ernie, it was classified as an assassination. They rolled up and caught him slipping and fucking lit him up with like a lot of bullets. It was a professional hit.
That sucks.
They don't call regular shootings when someone catches a shot one, but if they catch you and it's a planned, organized hit, then yeah, that's an assassination, dude.
I think it was in a gas station.
Yeah, but they fucking lit it up, dude. Luckily, the things don't happen like in the movies, dude, where if you hit shoot one of those things, they don't blow up, dude. Because I'm sure they lit up the fucking gas tanks.
Oh, dude, he was killed at a bakery, bro.
Oh, well.
That's crazy. Dude, a man is enjoying his cookies and he just gets shot down.
Right, dude. Imagine having a nice pastry in your mouth and you can just like, oh, my day's going so, oh my God, what's happening? Just fucking lit up with bullets. That sucks, dude.
Fuck, bro. Dude,
that's from sweet to salty too fast, dude. That's so bad.
He was probably buying cookies for everybody.
Going to hand out cookies.
It said he was visiting Makeda's homemade butter cookies, a bakery he frequently visited whenever he was back home.
Yeah.
Man, what a good dude, man. He loved
What a good dude,
cookies.
Dude. I don't even know much about him, and I can already tell.
No, dude. Like I said, Bill, if someone killed him like that, bro, he did something to piss someone off, dude, because they were rich, dude. Like, they said it was a Mercedes, Bill, they said that was the car that was spotted driving away. It was like a brand new Mercedes.
Yeah.
White like, Mercedes.
Fucking, yeah, dude. Like, that's not like just some average hood dudes, bro. Like, they... Well, actually...
The thing
about black dudes in the hood is they do love to lease cars way above their pay. Like, I've known some dudes, I've lived with dudes that Mile Bill knows, that have leased cars for $900 a month. And they're just like, Wrangler. Yeah, dude, like, fucking, it's just wild, dude, fucking. Oh, yeah, Bill, back me up real quick. Can you tell Ernie that I know genuinely scary black people and, like, not, like, two of them, like, a lot of them? Can you tell him?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. Like, are you scared of them too?
If you were in the room with them? I'm not comfortable when I'm around them, that's for sure.
All right. Can you tell me that I really lived that life and lived in a trap house for a good amount of time, dude? And it was very crazy, Bill.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like lasers on guns just flying around. Like, weird.
Yeah. You were worried for safety?
I'm just realizing that Bill was terrified the whole time. I was like, sorry, dude. Like, actually a bad person. Fucking sorry, dude.
Dude's just waving guns around.
Ernie challenged my gangster about 4 or 5 episodes back, dude. So I just needed to get that off my chest real fast.
Can you
tell him that the hood I used to go down to is one of the worst hoods in the city, dude? He thought I was just hanging around to, like, suburban blacks as well. And then going out Larmer.
Oh, down Auburn Projects. Auburn Projects.
Yeah, that's
look it up, man.
Yeah, dude.
Auburn Projects.
AU, dude. It compromised. Dude, Ernie, they're so gangster. Larmer's so big, it's divided into 4 boroughs. And when you put them all together, they call themselves the Ill Fifth. That's what they call themselves. So back in the day, all the rappers I used to manage and all their MySpaces and shit, they all had the same password, and it was Ill Fifth. None of them knew it.
You show them the picture of you with Wiz?
Oh, I think I have that on the
screen. I've seen that, but like, isn't Wiz like totally not fucking gangster?
No, he's not.
Oh, that was way.
The people that made him gangster were my friend's cousin. like my close friend's cousin S Money was who gave Wiz all his credibility. Like if you go back and look at Wiz's first mixtape, it says featuring S Money and the Government. He did that specifically not because S Money and the Government were popular. It was because it was like a thank you for looking out for me type of thing.
Look up S Money.
Yeah, look up Chevy Woods, dude, who used to be Kev the Hustler, dude, the guy that still raps with Wiz. Kev the Hustler was a real gangster from Homewood, dude.
I think S Money's out now, though.
Oh, yeah, he's been out, dude. S Money got fucking 11 years for... Yeah, dude, he got massive heroin charges, dude. It was it was a big bust, dude, and fucking... Yeah, Ernie, so don't ever test my gangster ever again, dude. That's what I'm talking about, Bill. High five, brother. He could just be lying.
Wait, bro. Yeah. Hold on, because all I'm seeing about this Auburn fuck is just developer plans to build $25 million apartment complex in Auburn. That doesn't sound so projects to me,
that's
bro.
That's not Auburn. It's called, type in Auburn projects.
No, Bill, I heard they're doing something like that now down there.
Damn, doesn't help your case, bro.
What do you mean? Because they knocked down the projects and they're gentrifying it? Yeah, they're knocking down all of Larmer, dude.
Yeah.
They put Google right next to it. But I'll tell you what, dude. Good luck getting a few of those guys out there that are lifers that I know that aren't willing to leave them projects easy, dude. They're going to cause a fuss, dude. I know one dude that lives in them projects that has twin daughters, and he intends on seeing those twin daughters graduate living in them projects, dude. Fuck it.
Look up your other boy that does rap. He raps and stuff.
No, I don't need to prove any more of my gangster to Ernie. He just wants to doubt it because he's never... In the same episode, we found out
Ernie. He's huge.
Who is?
AR.
Which one? Oh, AR? Yeah.
He's a monster, dude. Like, he's huge.
Were you living in these types of houses?
I wasn't living in them, but that's... I know where that is. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, that's him.
That's not the Auburn Projects. No, it's not.
No?
Oh, my gosh. She whiffed.
No, it's not the Auburn Projects. They face outward. They don't come in like that. They face out towards the
street. This is just some random Pennsylvania hoods.
I can tell you which one. No, this is the East Hills right here. This is right by the stadium. Am I wrong, Bill? I think this is the East Hills. I do believe. Fucking. I'm pretty sure the stadium is right over there. Whose video is this? I like these. I like these videos. Go to the one that's most rewatched. I want to see what hood the most... replayed one was like what's happening there. Where are they at? I don't know where they're at.
Doesn't sound too gangster to me, bro. Man.
Yeah, dude. Nah. it's frozen on my end. I can't see anything. The videos just keep freezing on my end. Yeah.
God damn it. Oh, how about here? Looks like a sketchy little driveway.
No, it doesn't. It just looks like a fucking industrial complex background.
This looks like the apocalypse. This looks like The Last of Us, like The Walking Dead. Like if you walk down there, a fucking dog is gonna come out and fucking bite your ankle, and then those black dudes are gonna.
A dog might come out.
How far away are you from Newark? All right, how far away are from Newark? Are you Ernie? Like an hour?
Yeah, like an hour 20 minutes. I've driven to Newark.
Have you hung out around Newark?
I haven't hung out around Newark, but I've. Yeah, I know what it... Oh, look at these guys. I know what it's like.
Yeah, we found out that Ernie only knows one black guy, too, Bill, and it's his cousin's husband or whatever, dude. His cousin's boyfriend. Like, he knows no black people. It's crazy. He couldn't name one. Like, he was like... He started naming rappers and shit. It was wild. He's like, J. Cool Count. We have dudes on quads in our city? That happens?
Oh, yeah, Bill.
That dude was there.
No, that's a Philly thing, dude.
It started in Philly, but no, it got big everywhere.
We stole it, dude. We stole it. All right, pull it down, dude. Let's talk about some shit, dude. I got some shit that Bill can talk about here, dude. Fucking Billy, I started watching that show because you told me to, and because it popped up on my Netflix. I'm like 5 episodes in. Ernie, have you seen?
There's only 8 episodes.
I know.
Unlocked? No.
All right, guys, let me break down the premise of Unlocked. You can watch it on Netflix, dude. I'm gonna try not to spoil everything for you guys, dude.
Well, I'm already. I watched it all.
All right. Well, don't spoil anything for me, okay? Because I'm going to say some things that I think are going to happen, and try not to tell me if they're going to happen or not. Because I'm kind of invested into it now. Building 5 hours into it. Don't be a dick and spoil me, okay? You little shithead. I see you grinning.
You're going to know my face.
Even though it's the funniest thing you could do, don't do it, okay? Fucking ignore it. All right. So it's a prison in Little Rock, Arkansas, or a jail. It's not a prison. And it's bad. It's all murderers. And, like, for some reason, like, one guy that hit his wife and like fuck, but like the rest of them are like badass dudes, and like one white guy that hit his wife, and fucking they fucking the guards just come, or the sheriff just comes in one day and he's like, all right guys, we're gonna let you guys just you guys are in control now. Like, you guys, when the guards are leaving,
the doors.
They go from 23-hour-a-day lockdown where they have 1 hour freedom to having complete freedom. Complete freedom, dude. Like, the they're allowed, the guards are not there. They're allowed to govern themselves. Immediately, the old guys try to step up and, like, form this council, you know? There's this one silverback black dude in there, dude. He's got the fucking gray hair. You can tell he served a lot of time. Randy immediately comes up. He's like,
Randy is his name.
I'm at the part right now in the show where, spoilers, guys, everyone's like, you always get in people's business, dude. And he's like, oh, we're getting no one's business no more. And he like takes his bong, goes home like a baby, dude. He's like, I'm not going to be the boss no more. I don't want to help you guys. And he goes and he sits in his cell and starts playing solitaire by himself, doing cards.
What the fuck?
I'll say, dude, because it's wild, dude. It is a wild concept. The whole thing is they're trying to be like, they're trying to prove, like, because they do it in like Switzerland and the Netherlands and all these wacky European countries that don't really matter. They do this over there where they don't have blacks. Not to make it, I mean, let me say it in a way that it's not genuinely racist, where they don't have black people. Do you understand what I'm saying, guys? They fucking, these other countries. Sorry, I had to double down for effect there, guys. There's no digging myself out of it. I had to just double down, okay?
Yeah.
But for real, these other countries, they do it, and it tends to work for them. And the whole idea is that recidivism rates are lower. Recidivism being your percentage of coming back. Because in Little Rock, Arkansas, it's up over 50%. Over 50% of these dudes that leave come back within 3 years, which is crazy. That's clearly something wrong. So this guy comes in, he's like, we're going to change everything. You guys are in charge now. And they're just like... yes, dude. And they immediately start breaking every, like, all they said was they were like, because they give them 3 days to mull it over, you know, like they tell them it was a bill, was like 3 days, and then like I think they tell them and they wait like a few days and let it sink in, and then they
they gave them 24 hours,
that's what it was. And so they're starting all like, everyone's like nervous and shit about how it's gonna go, you know. All like a lot of the younger, some of the younger dudes were not even about it. They're like, fuck, this is stupid, let's just stay on the lockdown like we are.
Nobody wanted to go to sleep.
Yeah, no one wanted to go to sleep. Fucking
the first night it happened, the dude's like, I haven't slept all night. I slept with all three of my eyes open.
Yep, that's what he said. And his third eye open, dude. He had it open, bro.
He's like, not literally, brown, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, dude. Because they're weird in there, dude. Like, one guy just like ran in and like started like poking some guy. And he's like, I told you I was going to get you. And then runs back out. Like, it's crazy behavior.
Yeah,
They can't lock their doors. The doors are all just doors popped are open now for the 2 weeks. They can shut them, but they're not, you know, able to lock them from the inside. The dudes are going buck wild in there. The older guys are trying to take over. I don't know if you noticed this, Bill, but it got pretty boring pretty quick, where, like, there was nothing going on. So, do you know what production does? Do you remember this, Bill? What is production? What? I don't know if you can recall.
No, I don't remember what they do.
They give them free phone calls, unlimited free phone
production.
Calls.
That was a share.
Bill, that was, buddy, you don't know how shows work. That was production. Came in and said, they sold it as the sheriff gave them things. But here's the thing, it's like 60 fucking inmates and four phones. They give them four phones with unlimited call time. Immediate chaos. Yeah. But luckily, Silverback Black comes in. He says, we're going to handle this with a 15-minute call sheet, dude. That's what we're going to do, bro. Silverback Black. But I'm telling you, dude, they end up fucking telling him, like, you're always in our business. And he's like, I don't want to be in anyone's business. He goes around to everyone and says, you sound always
everyone.
In your business. And he goes around to literally Bill, Ernie. Some dude said it to his cellmate, said it to him, was like, everyone's saying you're in their business. He's like, who said it? He's like, literally everyone. And he walks up to every person in the fucking pod. And he's like, you're saying that I'm always in people's business? You saying? And of course, he's like kind of jacked and like intimidating, dude. So he's coming up to everyone. They're like, nah, I didn't say I was here.
He's kind of jacked, but then he did you see him try to?
No, don't tell me, Bill, if he gets into a fight. I don't want to know. He thinks he's so cool, dude. I don't like him. I like him, and then I don't like that dude. No, the fat kid that was messing with him, just pig squealing at him. There's a fat kid just pig squealing at him.
That dude.
He told some fat kid to get in his room. He's like,
He couldn't lift him, dude.
No, he couldn't, but he ended up moving him, though. He ended up getting him in there. Fuck it. I love it, dude. How about the two there's two white guys. They're my favorite, dude. The two trashy white kids, dude. Eastside and dude.
Ty.
Two meth heads. Eastside and Ty. Yeah, bring them up, Bill or Ernie, if you can. Bring up these. They're Beavis and Butthead, dude. The show's called Unlocked.
Eastside Ty is their name?
Eastside. Just type in Eastside on Unlocked. We'll bring up a picture of them both, yeah. Dude, it's fucking crazy, dude. They apparently they can ask to be each other's roommates, because I don't know if you noticed that, Bill, like the two tattooed guys are paired together. Like there's like two dudes that are completely covered in tattoos, they're paired together. The two dorky whites are paired together.
That's
like
Eastside.
That's Eastside right there. Yeah, up on the top right.
The first top, John McAllister.
Spoilers here or nothing. Yeah.
John McAllister is his name.
Why are you throwing his government out there, Bill?
Oh, it's right here.
Wait. This is like a real. This wasn't. This is like a real show. Like a real people.
Yes. Yeah. This is real. Yes.
Oh, dude, I thought this was like a TV series where it was like.
No. This God. Was real.
Yeah.
Sorry if I didn't relay that well enough,
like
guys.
Like a full-on experiment. Okay.
I take pride in being extremely descriptive, and I think I failed you guys. I apologize completely, dude.
You didn't. I got biased because the first Google thing that came up was like a movie. So I was just looking at that. I was like trying to piece together what you were saying with the movie or some shit.
No, I probably fucked it up, dude. It's okay. Everyone will pick up on it now, though. They'll get it. Fucking. But yeah.
A jail experiment. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know about this, dude, but Bill, one thing makes me more uncomfortable than anything else in this show. Can you guess what it is, Bill? Something happens. These black dudes do something with each other that makes me super uncomfortable, Bill. I want to see if you can pick out what it is. They just casually do it, and it makes me incredibly, insanely uncomfortable. I'd rather see two men kiss, I think. I think it's less gay.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't
know if he's going to get there.
I think I see it.
He ain't getting there. It's them doing each other's hair, dude. These black dudes are constantly doing each other's hair.
I was thinking that.
Well, you should have said it, Bill. It's the most insanely gay shit ever.
They all do that.
It's insane, dude. It makes me so uncomfortable to see two black dudes sitting there, like a black dude sitting there while another dude sits there, and he's like pulling his hair all gently and like holding his head off to the side. It's weird, dude.
Would you be more comfortable if they weren't black?
They don't need to do it if they're not black, dude. It's because they have these twisty tie hairs.
Yeah.
And fucking coarse ass fucking nappy hair, dude. That sounded racist. Why is it saying nappy sound racist? It's just factual. God damn. It's coarse and nappy, dude. That's a coarse. Accurate description. It's coarse and nappy.
Crusty.
Crusty. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say crusty. The word would be ashy. Dry. Of a dry distinction, you know, something like that. But
you were around them all the time. Didn't they ever ask you to fucking like fix their hair or anything like that, right? Like,
never. No? They would never ask me to touch their hair, dude. We're not allowed to touch their hair. That's crazy.
No. Maybe not. Maybe white boys is forbidden.
They would constantly. What'd you say, Bill?
Dreads are a lot bigger now than they used to be.
Yeah. I had like. Well, that is funny you say that, because like out of the original like rap group thing I was in, only one of them had dreads. By the time it was done, 3 out of 5 of them had dreads.
Yeah. It was wild, big.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Like they fucking all. It takes them a long time. They take pride in it because it takes a long time to grow black hair, dude.
Yeah.
A very long time to grow black hair. It ain't fucking something that happens overnight, Ernie. You thought that's what was going to happen? You thought you're growing black hair?
That's
overnight?
A rite of passage.
What, black hair?
Yeah. To have that long of black hair, right?
Yeah, no.
Especially to get one of those big afros that like dudes have, those groovy cats have.
Yeah. Groovy cats. How those groovy cats have. I like that, dude. I'm picking up what you're putting out. No, it wasn't racist at all. It was just from the 70s. It was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Felt like about to bust a jive turkey on me or something, dude. I'm kidding. But yeah, dude, fucking... Bill, I don't want you to spoil me on this, but I can't ask you. I'm going to not look at your face while I'm doing it. Okay, while I say this part. All right, so they had they had one guy that they were bullying the whole time, right? They were bullying this guy. And you know how Netflix shows you like what to be warned of at the top? You know, like it's like nudity, mm-hmm. sexual, whatever. Yeah. Every episode it said suicide. You know, every episode says suicide. I'm sitting there looking. I'm like, one of these dudes are going to kill themselves. And I thought clearly it was going to be this dorky white guy they keep bullying, dude. Like they keep bullying this white guy to the point where he makes a shank in the open public, dude. Yeah. He's making a shank in the common room fucking hoping he gets caught. I would, because he's all surprised when they come and get him. He's like, "What? What? Well, I want to file a report because you're taking me unjustly." It's like, dude, you were out in the open making a shank out of a comb, dude. You're crazy. And made a pretty effective shank. And he was going to stab these dudes because they threw water on him. But they were doing like classic bullying shit to him. Like, he would like walk by and they'd like slap the back of his head and shit, dude. Like, they were doing like, but also he was just some guy that beat up his wife. He had a domestic dispute charge. And honestly, in his mugshot, he has a black eye. So I think his wife got a few good ones in herself. Fucking, he has a solid black eye, dude. And I don't know if he had beat up his wife. He could have fought his son or something, but it's a domestic dispute. You know, he could have fought like a stepson, anything like that. But someone got him because he had a black eye. But he comes in there. I don't know if you noticed this, Bill, but I couldn't catch what they were saying. Like, they kept being like, this motherfucker just gets on everyone's nerves. He'd just be saying shit. And like, every time they got mad at him, he was just defending himself. Like, he'd be like, you're cheating in cards. And they're like, shut up, motherfucker. I beat the hell out of you. He's like, okay, I'm just trying to say you're cheating. And like, they're like, and then they go to like their confessional and the black dude be like, motherfucker, just get on everyone's nerves. I'm telling you, motherfucker, just get on people's nerves and shit.
Like, you gotta be extra aggressive.
I still haven't figured out this one young black kid. His name starts with a C and I forget. He's a younger, chubby, he's like 20. And he keeps saying that he's facing up to 40. He keeps changing. He's like, I'm facing life.
That's the one I'm talking to you about. That's the one that was calling the pig.
Yeah, that kid, yeah. He keeps saying he's facing all these different years, and then they show his charges, and I'm adding up in my head. And his mom's telling him, like, you're going to be cool, dude. And I'm looking at his charges. Yeah, I'm looking at his charges. I'm like, he's going to get probation if this is his first run. He's not even going to serve real time. Like, this is, he's not going to, if this is his first, he had like armed robbery with like fleeing and eluding. Like, they, if you're not, like, if you have no criminal history, they will let you go on probation for that, for your first strike. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but this is America, dog. That's real shit. You fucking get a slap on your wrist your first time a lot of the time, dude. You can fuck up pretty hard, dude, and not face real jail time if you have a good enough. You don't even need a good enough lawyer. It's just a passionate judge, dude. The judge doesn't want to see you fucked up, you know? Billy, what are you doing over there?
Drinking chocolate milk.
Oh, that's good shit, dude. I'll fuck with that.
Nesquik or Hershey's?
Oh, what? No, Turner's, bro. What
the fuck is Turner's?
Turner's is our local jam, dude.
The best milk you'll ever have.
Turner's chocolate milk.
It's Turner's tea. Turner. They have a complete monopoly over everything.
Wait,
it's
so like,
it's Turner's cookies and cream chocolate milk is what I'm drinking.
Yeah, dude.
I don't know.
How many
this
milligrams of sugar in that, Bill? How many grams of sugar in that bitch? I'm gonna guess, say 45. Pick it up and look. Dude, we gotta get Bill off the sugar, man. This is diabetes Bill over here, dude. My man's crushing sugar.
Diabilis.
Diabilis, dude. We need to fucking get it off from this man. Loses a foot, and I just gotta have a footless homie, dude. That's a crazy look. Rolling around.
28 grams?
And no, yeah. But look at it, because it's gonna stay in two servings in the bottle, so that's 56. Turn it around.
Well, there's 8 servings in the bottle.
8 servings in the bottle, and how much?
Half gallon.
Okay, okay. Yeah, that's a lot of sugar, dude.
No, that's...
I drank that much so far.
So in that thing, there's 160 grams of sugar, essentially, so a little more.
I drank about half.
All right.
I'll probably drink that whole half gallon tonight.
Go ahead.
I'm seeing on Reddit here, apparently on the chocolate milk subreddit, dude, this dude, like, they're going off. PA is ground zero for chocolate milk in the world. It's not even debatable. Not recommended for the casual observer. What the fuck?
Nah, dude. The best chocolate milk I ever had was from Woodstock. Fucking Woodstock. My buddy Zach dated some chick that lived there from Woodstock, New York. That's where Woodstock was held. It was on a dairy farm. And that dairy farm fucking produces some good ass chocolate milk. Good ass regular milk, too. I don't know.
Wait, what are they saying on Reddit? That it ain't no good.
No, they're saying it's the
ground
best.
Zeros and it's best. They're saying
there's a whole video on it. What the fuck?
Yeah, what's up, Ernie? Why don't you stop doubting how cool we are, you fucking loser?
You guys like made it your mission to just be cool about the most random shit. Pennsylvania chocolate milk. It's cool. a four-part fucking video with a trailer.
Let's say it's a Western Pennsylvania chocolate milk thing, baby. It ain't nothing to do with them Eastern fucks over there in Philly. What do you think they're doing? It's 80% black over there. What the fuck you think they care about chocolate milk? God damn, I'm being genuinely... I don't know if that's racist. Is that racist to say black people don't like chocolate milk? I've never seen any. I feel like you hit a black dude with some chocolate milk. Get that shit out of my fucking face. The fuck you think
this
is? Get
that homo shit out of here.
Black on black crap.
But you want me to drink that cow dick juice? Get out of here, man. I come from a cow's dick. They're just confused about milk in general. They're like, they have no idea what udders are. Man, I see that shit come from a cow's dick, bro. Shut up. Get that away from me. Oh, sorry. That's good shit.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, you guys are going crazy over that.
What? Over the milk?
Over chocolate milk, dude.
Well, look up Turner's.
Check us out about pierogies, too, boy.
Look up Turner's pierogies. Iced tea.
Yeah, check out Turner's. Old, I see it. I showed you it, Ernie. I said that it burned through my buddy's floor. The one, dude.
We're fueled by Turner's here, bro.
Yeah, Turner's is horrible for you. The whole city drinks Turner's, though, dude. Ernie, they have such a monopoly on it that that's all they serve in the hospital is Turner's products. So when I'm like coming out of surgery, they hand me like a lemonade that's like 99 grams of sugar, dude. They're just like, here you go. And I'm like, fuck it. It's wild, dude. They have a complete monopoly over all of the hospitals in our city, which I don't know if you guys know. Pittsburgh also has the best hospital system in the goddamn country. Let's go, boys. Yes, we do. Ernie, you're shaking your head. No, look it up, pussy. Fucking look it up. You're gonna feel
I'm
like
not saying no,
dickhead.
Dude. I'm just tired of hearing a fucking Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's
the best at that.
Children's Hospital.
Children's Hospital, one of the best in the country. Fucking where they saved your boy. They brought me back to life at Presbyterian. One of the best. People come from all over the fucking country to go to Presby, dog, because they're lifesavers. One of the best critical care floors in the entire 50 states and abroad, my dude. I'd have to say no one even compares. And it was the hottest floor you've ever seen in your life. Everyone was hot, even the dudes. It was crazy. I'd say even the janitors were fuckable.
Yep, there it is.
It was an insane place to be.
Damn, wait, yeah, you guys have a whole website dedicated. Like, you put like millions of dollars into a fucking milk and iced tea website. Look at this.
What do you mean? That's Turner's. A brand has a website. God forbid that someone has a website. You fucking
look how
loser.
Nice it looks. Who presents their
millions
shit?
Of dollars? How much do you think websites cost, dude? Fucking, million. That's crazy.
I know that was an exaggeration. Dollars. But look, I've never seen a website look so nice just for fucking milk and iced tea. Like,
what the fuck? Ernie, guess what? Their headquarters is right down the street from my house, too.
Yeah, it is.
God damn. The
first time I ever shot a gun was on their farm.
Penn Hills.
Yep.
Penn Hills, dude. Wow, they got everything. They make cottage cheese toast, fucking spinach,
Ernie,
artichoke
dip. Do you not know that, like, ketchup comes from here? The way that you
all ketchup?
What kind
Heinz
of ketchup do you use?
Motherfucker?
I know. Yeah, Heinz.
Yeah, bro.
Heinz, bitch. Not anymore. We sold it off. It's made somewhere else now, but we have a whole museum about it here. And what about Andy Warhol? Pittsburgh, bitch. Get down with it.
Andy Warhol.
Who the fuck's Andy Warhol? The painter or some shit?
Yeah, bitch. You know who he is. He made them goofy-ass paintings with the soup cans and shit. He's like, check this out. It's a soup can in front of polka dots. Isn't this cool? It's a soup can and polka dots. Bring up his art so people can see it. It's literally soup cans and polka dots, dude. That's the name of the episode. Soup cans and polka dots.
Dude, you guys should have... You're worse than MAGA supporters, dude. You have your own fucking patriotism for just Pittsburgh.
I don't drink any of this shit. My mom drinks the chocolate milk and the iced tea religiously, though. She has to buy it every day. Every single day.
I mean, I don't blame you. This is me just being jealous, by the way.
My buddy drinks a gallon of chocolate milk every day.
For real?
Every day.
Who is it? Who does this?
Zach.
No, he's smoking meth and then drinking a gallon iced tea or gallon of chocolate milk. How does he have teeth, dude? What is his teeth? They're just screaming for help, dude.
He drinks a gallon of chocolate milk every night.
Look how much of a hack Warhol is, dude. We should even claim him, dude. It's like, oh, here's Michael Jackson, but it's different colors? What? It's the Queen of England, but tie-dye? Get the fuck out of here, you whack son of a bitch. Did he even paint them, or are they just like print-ons?
Looks like print-ons,
dude. They look pretty good. It looks like print-ons, right? Like, yeah. Look at the, like, I think he just print on and changed the color. I think this dude is famous for doing Photoshop before Photoshop existed.
Is that Kim Jong?
Has to be.
No, that's not Kim Jong. That's a fucking, who is the Emperor of China at one point? Fucking,
Zhang Pijing or some shit?
Yeah, I mean, you could just say a name like that and it might be right, dude.
I should say here.
Mao. Yeah, it's Mao Zedong.
Oh, Mao Zedong.
All right, Ernie. You know what, dude?
I always got that.
You know, last episode, it was you were trying to correct a Muslim accent. You were like, Akana Harida. I was like, dude, shut up, bro. You fucking cunt. Ernie rules his R for the Arabs, dude. It's crazy, dude.
I'm the cultural one. I'm the cultured one here, bro.
I'm the cultured one. You didn't even know what Kobe beef was, you fucking scrub. And you were unaware. You were completely unaware. Oh, I'm having fun, guys.
You're right, dude. I'm a hack. I'm a two races hack, bro. I'm a come from two races hack.
You come from one race. It's over, dude. You are Mexican. You are not white.
You gotta kill me, Willis, at one point.
Hang around. Look, she's white. It's crazy. Hey,
once you meet me in real life, you're gonna be like, dude, I get no Mexican energy from this kid at all. He must be white. You're gonna think you're with a white guy.
I'm gonna have to tongue kiss you to decide. Go ahead.
My favorite food is probably like pizza. I could have a pizza like any day of my life.
That's a pretty white answer.
It's a pretty white answer. It is, to be fair. Yeah. But he lives in Jersey, though.
I do live in Jersey. We got the best pizza.
But let me just say, he gets the best pizza, but he only buys Domino's when there's all this good WAP pizza around him. He goes for a franchise. That's not
franchise pizza, man.
I know.
Our pizza's really good out this way too, dude. I'm not to brag, but we have some really good food out of Pittsburgh too. I'm just saying, if you guys, and we have, Google. We're not the first ones to recognize that, Ernie. Just so you know, Google could have picked anywhere to put a headquarters. Amazon could have picked anywhere to put a headquarters. But you know what? They chose here. They chose here, Ernie. You want to know why? You want to know
City
why?
Of champions.
Why?
City of fucking champions, Bill. Thank you, dude. We are City of Champions. Look up, type in City of Champions. Type it in. Nothing no else.
There's no just Google City way of Champions, you guys call brother. Yourself the
Google
City,
of, City
champ-
of Champions, buddy. Oh, you're going to get so butthurt. Yes, dude. Yes.
Yeah. Nickname for Pittsburgh.
Yes,
City of
dude.
Champions. There are other cities that claim that, though.
Yeah, but did they win multiple World Series back-to-back, dude? No, I don't think they did. So that's why they can't claim it, dude. Were they responsible for the Immaculate Reception, dude, in the NFL? No, dude. That's why we're the City of Champions, doggy. We're the City of Champions. Ernie, you can't stand it. It hurts him to his core.
I can't, dude. I got
to
move here.
You gotta
I want to be a champion.
Here, oh, when the show starts making money, you're going to have to move here, yeah. You're going to have to come here, dude, and then you can be a champion. Then you could be a champion, dude. You'd be a real champ. You come here, you put a ring on my finger, we get married, we get you your citizenship, dude. You know, we fucking, you know, maybe we fool around a little bit to see if we like it, quickly decide we don't like it, go back to being straight guys, you know, but then we have that on our resume that, like, no one can ever call us hate mongers if, like, what kind of hate monger ever experimented with gay shit, right?
That's true. Right? Does that mean we can hate on it all we want, though?
Well, I was thinking about that. I think I was talking with Bill and Keegan, actually, when I said it, where I was like, people are quick to call me racist or whatever, but, like, if I was really racist, if I was a good racist, wouldn't I just be out, like, killing blacks? You know, instead of, like, making jokes about, like, things, you know, wouldn't I just be out, like, doing it?
You'd be out leading the KKK. Some kind of group.
I don't know. I feel like no racists actually get the job done anymore, dude. I'm just kidding, dude. I'm just fucking going off on a tangent here. Sorry, guys. How come there's no racially motivated attack? They're down right now. Racially motivated attacks are way down. Remember when an Asian lady was in fear for her life walking past a group of blacks, dude? That was just last year. Asian ladies had to hide and duck away, dude, for fear of getting just punched by some random black person for no reason. It was like all of them, like, militarized, dude. Like, okay, I actually have this theory that I want. It's going a little far, but you guys know about the smoke detector. Everyone knows about how they don't change their smoke detector batteries, right? Bill, you're even aware of this, right? Blacks do not change their smoke detector batteries.
That's why they're always beeping.
Yes, that's why it's always beeping. I think that beep might actually be a secret frequency that alerts them when to take action against certain things. Are you with me here?
No.
You guys sticking with me here? Because one day they woke up and they're like, dude, I'm telling you, they woke up and they're like, it's time to start beating up Asians. There wasn't like a memo that got passed around or none. It was like just in their brains where there was like every news story was like another black person beat up an Asian lady for some reason. Like fucking.
Yeah.
And
they
tried to say it was because blacks were blaming them for COVID, which is crazy to just like see like an American Asian and be like, this is your fault. Like fucking. Hi-ya! Fucking, one of them said hi-ya when they punched her. Hi-ya! Fucking. At least so she knew it was coming. Fucking spoken in her language. Fucking, but yeah, dude, I don't know. I think we're onto something. It's not we. I'm onto something with the secret frequency thing. I didn't want to break that one. I honestly just made it up on the spot. It's not something I've been working on. I just made this one up on the spot because I was rambling. But, you know, it's plausible. Why else wouldn't they change their smoke detectors?
Yeah.
It couldn't possibly be because those batteries are like $11. All right, Bill.
$11. Right,
maybe.
I mean, I can't afford batteries.
Well, no, I don't think it's because they can't find them. Like I said, you guys are probably tired of hearing this, but my black lady impression, I think them batteries just too hard to find. I just can't find them batteries nowhere. Like, fucking, I'm telling you, dude, fucking, they walk, if it's not in the, like, impulse buy aisle when you're walking out the store, they're not grabbing them batteries, dude. And yeah, it's got to be right next to the peanut M&Ms, and they'll grab them up, dude. They should make a little sign. They should make a sign right next to the peanut M&Ms, like, black batteries. They'll know what we're talking about.
You need these. Like,
they'll be like, these are the ones you're looking for. Just put it in every Dollar General around here. Just be like, these are the ones you're looking for with no further context. And they'll get it, dude. They'll get it, bro.
I think it's because they don't look cool doing it. Like, you don't look cool switching a battery. So there's no way they're going to get up on a fucking chair, like look up and just...
Oh, that's you a can't good look cool point. Ernie's trying to say, you do look like a foo-foo-ass lame when you get up and try to change a fucking battery.
And they're scared of that.
They will sit in the dark just because they won't change an overhead light, dude. They'll go out and buy a lamp just because they won't change the overhead light bulb, dude. They move in, they say, damn, that's a nice feature, but man, it's gonna be gone soon. They say, I really like this overhead light shit, but man, unless I get a white person come over here to look all dorky, I ain't gonna be changing that shit.
That's why they got one white friend.
They call their one white friend over, and then as soon as he's done doing it and he leaves, they're like, corny ass motherfucker changing light bulbs and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. Your ass was totally exposed the entire time as your fucking kid. How are you gonna leave your backside to a whole bunch of men like that? Yo, that is gay, dog.
Ain't nobody seeing my crack.
Ain't nobody looking at my shit like that, dog, at an elevated position. Are you crazy, man? From an elevated position when it's right in their face for immediate easy access? Nah, man. I ain't having some dude come up and go blah, 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 in my booty hole. Nah, man. Nah, man. They just start gay spiraling where they're like, and then what's next? Dude, just two dicks fly into my mouth as soon as I change that light bulb? Nah. Nah, man.
Start twisting my hair.
What's in my hair, man? What the hell? Yeah, well, I'm gonna sit down some black dude. Some dude's gonna start doing my hair and shit. Talking to me about my day while he's doing my hair. Like, that's not the gayest shit I ever heard in my life. They just casually talk to the camera crew while they do each other's hair, dude. It makes me so uncomfortable. Like, it's just insane. Because they're murderers. And they're sitting there doing each other's hair. Yeah. As if they're dolls. Bill's frozen on my screen yawning, dude.
That right, dude's just picking this up. That dude Tiny on that show, he said, did you see his intro at the beginning?
He said, I'm 5'3". What the fuck is that, dude? We don't even know anyone that's 5'3". He's shorter than most of the girls I've dated.
He said, I just like to stab motherfuckers.
Yeah, he said it. He told a story about how he stabbed someone when he was a kid. And he's like, I've just been stabbing since. But honestly, he comes off as such a phony to me, Bill. Like, he does. He gives me big dork energy. Yeah, like, he gives does. Me a lot of them do. A lot of them said, give me extremely.
He claims that he's a Crip.
Okay, I don't know, dude. I feel like the Crip should institute some sort of.
He was like, yeah, I'd ask these kids when I was 8 to play wiffle ball with them.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They told me no.
They said no. You're away. Too short. Go home, Tiny.
I turned away and they threw the ball at my head. So I pulled my blade out and I started stabbing them.
Starts just poking at him. He said, I saw it gushing, and I said, okay, I'm going to do this some more. I'm fucking.
He said, I've been stabbing motherfuckers ever since.
Dude, it's wild, dude. It's a good watch, guys. I hope you guys go and check it out, dude. I also watched, because we're almost done here, Billy. Billy, it went pretty quick, right? It went pretty quick. I mean, it didn't drag on for you, I hope, Billy. I hope you.
How long is it? Oh, right there.
It's already been 54 minutes, but we're almost done, buddy.
Damn.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going to get into my other Netflix thing. I'm going to save it for next episode because I want to get something out of Ernie real quick in his last 6 minutes. Ernie, what's up with Peter Dante? What's going on? Ernie, or Bill, do you know Peter Dante? Remember Grandma's Boy?
Yeah.
The movie? The weed dealer in that. He's supposed to come on this show. The guy, he's in all the matters. He's the quarterback and water boy. He's supposed to come on and do this show. He's supposed to come and do it because Ernie knows him loosely. So, Ernie, what's going on?
Yes, I haven't texted him. but
you haven't texted him.
I have not. I'll text him tomorrow in the morning. Because he's,
it was
he's
3 days ago that he said, I'm going to send the text now. 3 days ago, Ernie told me, I'm sending
the
text now.
The past 2 days, I'm sorry. I gotta mentally prepare.
Ernie's changed, dude. You have no idea how much Ernie's changed, dude. That's he's a sneaky little fucker. He's just over here.
I gotta prepare the text message. I gotta make sure it's all nice and presentable.
Sorry, guys. I wanted to have him for a 420 episode, but I don't know if we're going to be able to make that happen because Ernie's a fucking scared little girl. What's the worst he can say is no. What's the worst he could say is no.
Worst he could say is, who the fuck are you? Who is this? Delete my number, bro.
Who cares?
Dude, if I get that, I'll be crushed.
Then the next time he comes to your fucking hotel, you spit in his food. What are we talking about here?
I can't do that, bro. I can't do that. You know me.
I'll fucking, if he does that, you know we're coming on here and I'm...
Give
you
his number to Willis.
If Ernie doesn't contact him in the next 2 days, I am going, because he has accepted it so I can DM him. So, because I fucking talked to him one time before, like I answered one of his stories, so I can message him directly and it will go to him. So you have one more day, Ernie. You have till tomorrow before I reach
you.
In.
I'll
and
get
I'm
you
like,
tomorrow.
Because I'm going to make it aggressive. Because if he doesn't come on, dude, if he tries to big league us, Ernie, if he tries to big league us, oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. You remember what happened to that lady Diane in the original show, Ernie? You remember how that lady backed out of our show 20 minutes before and I spent 2 hours ripping on some poor defenseless old black woman?
I forgot about her. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll do that again, dude. Only fucking
make it go
guy.
Viral and everything, dude.
No, I won't. No, I'm a nice guy, dude. I won't do that, guys. I'm just so excited right now. I'm sorry, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed my happy episode. I was so happy and so joyful instead of being depressing and being like, what about rape? I think we still talked about rape significantly, didn't we? Did we cover it at all?
No, I don't think so. Huh. I don't think there was one.
I know a raper.
No, let's not getting into that right now.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, he does. We know a guy. We know a guy that's sitting on two different rape charges, man. He just got freed. We know
slap
a guy
on the
who
wrist.
Yeah, you got a slap on the wrist, dude, after catching... Well, to be fair, the second one wasn't a rape charge. It was lewd and lascivious acts with a minor. Okay? That's not rape, but it means he did something with a minor where he's probably waving his dick around like Drake style, dude, helicoptering it. I think they walked into a bathroom and he was like, hey ladies! Fucking whipping it around. Fucking... I don't know the circumstances. I don't know what happened exactly. And the only kid who could tell us what happened died. So... Fucking yeah. RIP, dude. RIP Jake. Yeah, dude.
Shit.
RIP Jake. I mean, RIP Beth from Dog. RIP Young Dolph, yo. We out here just, man. We're losing soldiers every day, guys.
RIP OJ Simpson.
Oh, dude, RIP to the fucking man OJ. I got his book right over here, dude. Fucking RIP to the man, dude.
You got his book?
I got his book right over here. Yeah, from the library. Yeah. You want me to grab it?
So what do you think? He did it? Actually, you probably say he did it.
I mean, let me tell you from this the title of his book.
If I did it, right?
No.
Is it, or what is it?
I did it.
Oh, I did it. What the fuck? I thought it was if I did it. Not I
it
did
is. It. If you look really small in the if, in the I, there's an if. If you look really small.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
but
sorry,
he, yeah.
Yeah, he, but yeah. They changed it to that. They changed it to the really small to make it say I did it because the family that of the Nicole Simpson, or the family, the Goldman family, rather. The Goldman family fucking. They got the rights to it. Ron Goldman. I don't know if you know, real quick before we close it out, dude. It was a guy. Ron Goldman was a dude. Apparently, he wasn't even fucking OJ's wife. He could have been. We don't know. Okay. But regardless, OJ wasn't even with his wife at this time. They're separated. And this guy, the story is that she left her sunglasses at the restaurant he worked at. She's a customer, she always comes in. You know, she's like a VIP customer. This kid was getting off work, Ron Goldman, and they asked him to bring the sunglasses there. He fucking goes to the backyard to drop off the sunglasses, which sounds sketchy. You know, he could have been leaving there from fucking her, but regardless, he just runs into OJ and OJ murdered him. Or OJ just stabbed him. He cut them both like in half. He nearly cut her head off. Like it was fully detached nearly, dude. Yes. And in that part of the book, OJ describes a lot, dude, and then he just blacks out. He says the kid karate stanced at him. He said he buzzed and he said, what are you going to do with that karate? That's what OJ said to him. So what you going to do with all that karate? And then he's just like, fucking, yeah. And then I woke up and he was like, but none of that happened. That's what he says because it's all hypothetical. What? He says, okay, so hypothetically speaking, beat by beat goes through the night, dude. Beat by beat goes through every single minute of the murder, fucking until the actual murder. And then he's like, and I blacked out, fucking. But he describes seeing the blood and everything, dude. It's wild. But
wow,
he's a sleepy dude. All
he's a hardworking man.
How many yards you cut today, Billy?
21.
But 20. Zach's out there. How much did Zach do of that? Dude, Zach's just ripping meth and chocolate milk cutting yards, dude. Zach's a great kid, dude. I really like him, man. Fucking. All right, guys. We've elapsed our time together. I hope my old Bill comes back and joins us again, because this is fun. I mean, if he does, I have a better mic for him. We'll get him all good. I hope you guys enjoyed, if anything else, just me being in a good mood. You know, right? I feel like this is something. Did you, Ernie? Oh,
I enjoyed it, dude. I want to see you like this every episode. Aww, why can't you be like that with me? What the fuck?
Oh, Bill makes me happier.
Yeah, I see how it is.
It's because this is what I feel like the show should be. I feel like we would have a perfect formula going. That's all, dude. It's just things coming together, man. Of course, Ernie, you know I love you, dude. You know you're my down bitch, dude. Shut up.
It's a threesome's always better than just two. That's all right. I get it.
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I enjoy a little one-on-one lovemaking, dude. It's okay. But all right, Mile Bill, we always like to do something on this show where we end it. We have something we do every show where we let Ernie get his final thought in Jerry Springer style, dude. And this is what Ernie normally, just to pick you up on it, Ernie normally chokes in this moment and goes, I don't have anything for you. He normally pulls one of those. Even though
he got something today.
Yeah.
He got something today. Let's go, motherfucker. It's time for Ernie's final thought.
He does. Guys, remember that fucking Pittsburgh is the city of champions, because these guys haven't said it enough. That's all I got for you.
Boys. It's the city of champions, dude. Mile Bill, you want to say bye to these folks?
I'll see y'all later.
Yeah, boy. Thank you, guys. I love each and every one of you. Thank you.